Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Sandy Williams sitting in for Earl Ingram, the Earl Ingram Show. We're talking about, well, just about nothing. No, we're talking about...
We're riffing, Sandy.
Yeah. Got Scott Williams here as a guest. Connor, of course, is the everyday guest.
And the last name's not a coincidence.
That's right, Connor. Connor Boston.
Oh, he's talking about Williams.
Yeah, I was talking about your last name, Sam.
Oh, no, but I was more interested in Connor Boston.
That's the name born made for radio.
Yeah, it's an alias, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. What is your real name, Connor?
Well, it's Connor Amir Boston. That's the full name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a little bit like Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not going to even go into the back. Okay, let's keep going.
That was suspect.
Yeah, that was.
No, it's fine. I've been compared to Obama a lot in my life.
That's
actually.
You should be happy about that.
Yeah, no.
I was going to say. Yeah, that is a compliment of compliments.
It's good. It's just constant. It's all the time. It's that or like, I don't know, Chris Brown or something. There are like a number of people that I've been compared to, and Barack is one of them.
Yeah, well, let's go through the long list of people you've been compared to, Connor, because I suspect, So we were talking before we went to the break.
It's different than people saying that sometimes I'm like, you know, Chris Farley or, sideways one.
Chris Farley's hilarious.
When I coached when I was younger in football, I found out that they called me Coach Stifler, which, if you know the movie references, you know, that's unfortunate.
I don't know Coach Stifler.
Too bad. I got to work on my narrative, I guess.
Coach Stifler was from what movie?
Don't worry about it. Let's keep going.
Oh, that's nice. Okay.
It still hurts.
I'm trying to think. I think I have it.
You gotta tell the listeners what movie you're talking about, at least.
Was it American Pie?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's like all kind of a mystery, except if you're on the inside of this thing. Really. So we were talking about foreign policy and how it's formulated, and then I
talked about how the longstanding tradition in the United States, as far as any interplay or communication from the government to the people, foreign policy was completely left out of that entirely because the understanding was that we are not knowledgeable enough, nor would we be able to interact with us. So there's no point until we no longer had trust in government, which was Watergate. And then that was when everything exploded and we began to demand transparency.
Well, you know, actually...
And we're not ready for that conversation still.
In foreign policy, we're not. And incidentally, all of that arose after World War II. Before World War II, there was a great deal of political interplay, and in fact, parties would line up as to whether they were isolationists or internationalists. There were those who wanted the military to shrink in size, the isolationists. There were those who wanted us to have a big military and to be playing a big role on the seas, build up our navy. This was an area of substantial political debate, and it was some of the issues that divided political parties. And then after World War II was the time when...
What percent of the population of the United States at the time, though, do you think was actually absorbing, the New York Times articles and things like...
It was a big part of political platforms. It was a big part of the discussion. For campaigning.
Yeah.
It was a big part of political discussion because isolationism was consistent with a whole lot of other sort of political vibes that were part of a conservative movement, and today the Libertarian Party is probably a continuation of all of that, all those trend lines. But after World War II, it became exceedingly unpopular and unacceptable to question foreign affairs, and it was particularly because we've been in. One of the principles was that when the United States has military combat at play, we unify behind that, and it's improper to ask questions or otherwise be critical. And so we went from World War II to Korea very quickly, and then we basically fell into Vietnam sequentially. But if you look at history, at the number of years since 1950 that America has not had military troops